What is GameFi? We'll get to that in a minute. But first, welcome back to another episode of Crypto in 5 Minutes. This is an unscheduled addition to the Crypto Overnighter podcast. Think of it as a bonus episode wherein I try to explain a single concept in the crypto NFT metaverse space in 5 minutes or less, roughly. So now that we know that, what are we doing here? Okay, well, what is GameFi? I'll start with some examples. Axie Infinity is a GameFi project, kind of a creature collecting, breeding, training game. Decentraland is more of a virtual world where everything present is an NFT. It's a metaverse. Sandbox is another one. I think you're going to find a lot of overlap between GameFi and metaverse projects. GameFi is the intersection between blockchain technology and video gaming, with a hint of DeFi thrown in. If you listen to Crypto in 5 Minutes, What is DeFi, you'll be familiar with these concepts. The blockchain component is there to determine the owner of various game elements, and you may receive blockchain rewards for completing in-game tasks, or you may get rewarded through mechanisms like yield farming or liquidity mining or staking. If you're familiar at all with DeFi, then you'll be familiar with these concepts, and they can provide a passive means of income generation from a blockchain game. These rewards typically come from a reserve of tokens held in a smart contract. Now, the first GameFi games used Bitcoin. That said, most games now use some sort of smart contract-enabled coin. Presently, Ethereum is the most common GameFi protocol. And while that's true, it's not the most efficient for that purpose. It's focused on things like security and decentralization, whereas speed and affordability are more valued on a gaming network. With the cost of Ethereum, many developers are looking at other networks. Polygon, Solana, Wax, Polkadot, Binance Chain. Those are all examples. There is kind of a layer beyond GameFi, and that's GameFi DAOs. A DAO is a decentralized autonomous organization. I'll be doing an episode of Crypto in 5 Minutes on DAOs, but for now though, it's enough to understand that a DAO is an organization with decentralized leadership, so no one person or group of people run everything. Typically, game companies are centralized. One studio does it all. They design, produce, publish, and update the game. Now, with GameFi DAOs, they turn that around. Players are involved in the decision-making process. In order to take part in this kind of scheme, you need to hold one or more governance tokens. The more you hold, the more power you have in the DAO, and theoretically, the greater chance that you have to be rewarded. I hope this episode of Crypto in 5 Minutes helped you understand what GameFi is and how you can earn passive income or active income in some of these games.